Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dream in red, white, and blue. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Brooks and Duck bringing us back. That's a great song. Everybody gets to dance in America. That's what I like about America. Only in America. Dream as big. Dream as big as you want to. Welcome back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I get carried away, folks. I'm proud to be an American, as Lee Greenwood sang earlier. We had his song on earlier. I'm proud to be an American. I make no apologies for the exceptionalism of America. I think the world is a better place because of the exceptionalism of America. I think America should be proud of its exceptionalism. I don't think we should be ugly Americans. That's not the same thing as being proud of being an exceptional American. But we have plenty of exceptional Americans to draw from. And one of those, clearly, who's got to be on the top of the list, is our first president, President George Washington. And Dennis Pogue is here. He's representing Mr. Washington, President Washington, General Washington. He's Vice President of Preservation at President Washington's home, Mount Vernon. And Dennis has been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. Dennis, quickly, I want you to, before we go any further, I want you to tell us how folks can find Mount Vernon online and all the work that you guys are doing.
Absolutely. We've got a great new webpage, www.mountvernon.org. And you can go on there and find out all the daily events and all the activities. And today, for example, it's a great day at Mount Vernon. We've got fireworks. We're going to have a naturalization ceremony. 100 folks are going to get sworn in as American citizens. That's all. It's a great day.
Well, exactly. And by the way, I will talk about that in a second. Before we go any further, I want to come back to this idea of American exceptionalism. Dennis, George Washington was exceptional. The founders were exceptional. They gave birth to American exceptionalism. Do you think that they thought that we were exceptional? Do you think that they thought that that's what was going to happen?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, just think about it. This really was the first successful revolution of its type. And those folks were fully aware of that. And they knew what they were doing was something incredible.
Do you think they really knew the import, the gravity? Do you think they really knew? And see, I agree with you. I think they did. And that's what makes what they did even that much more inspired, that much more special.
I think so. Absolutely. And that they knew that the world was looking at us and that we were making this, you know, huge statement for democracy, for liberty. People were writing about us.
Adam Smith was writing about the Minutemen from Scotland. In his landmark book, the Wealth of Nations. He wrote about America's independence in that book.
He certainly did.
So a lot of people
were skeptical whether a country, a democratic country, you know, really could survive. And so, you know, for all the founding fathers, you know, they were really fully aware that this was quite an experiment. And so they did everything that they could in their power. Again, we're talking about Washington's vision for the future.
What they were doing, Dennis, was 18th century version of going viral, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
That's as close as you can get to going viral in the 18th century, right?
Right. Very much so.
Yeah.
And so they were, you know, for Washington's career, the last 15 years of his career was all about, you know, trying to make sure that we could live up to the promise of the revolution, and not only for American sake, but for the world. Because they did hope that we would be, you know, become a beacon for the rest of the world in that regard.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, now back to Mount Vernon. What you guys have got? Tell us what you guys got going on today.
Sure. Yeah, it's always a great day, and it's going to be warm, but it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be what the 4th of July should be. We're going to have daytime fireworks and demonstrations. We'll have some military reenactments. a replaying ceremony at the tomb, of course. Free birthday cake. If you get there in time, you can have some birthday cake for the country with George and Martha Washington.
So, all right.
It should be fun. It should be fun. But I always think the most important part of today is the naturalization ceremony. It's just great to see.
How many people will get their citizenship today?
It'll be 100. It'll be 100.
Wow.
We have that number. And for those folks, you know, it's just such an emotional, experience for them.
They don't take American exceptionalism for granted, do they?
No, and they have to learn a bunch of stuff that I wish, most other American citizens, would know.
We ought to have to learn all that just to get our driver's license renewed. You know what, Dennis? That's what we ought to do. That'd be something. If they want to mandate something, let's mandate that, Dennis. What do you think?
All right. Well, I think that'd be good. So many folks take all these things for granted and just really don't have a sense.
How about if you had to pass a test? Well, I know this is probably, I probably shouldn't say this, but you got to pass a test about what do you know about America in order to vote? You ought to be able to demonstrate that you know something about America before you can vote.
Well, that's right. Well, that was one of the things that people were concerned about 200 years ago. If you put the power in the hands of the regular citizen, how well will they use it?
That was a big debate, wasn't it, in those days?
It was, and that's why people were so concerned. What would happen when that happened? And it's worked out pretty well. But as you say, we have our own issues today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of uninformed folks out there.
Warts and all. MountVernon.org, ladies and gentlemen, go there to find out about that. And when we come back, I'm gonna get Dennis to remind us about that whiskey that they're making over there. That's right. These guys are they're not moonshiners, but they could have been. And we'll do that after these messages. Dennis Pogue is with us. He's with Mount Vernon. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.